The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Broadcasting live from the floor of the Consumer Electronics Show 2016 in Las Vegas, Nevada, here at the Convention Center. My name is Bob Long, and boy, have we got another great hour lined up for you. We're going to kick things off by talking with a representative from the Consumer Technology Association. That's a new name. It used to be called the Consumer Electronics Association. They're the folks that put this wonderful show together every year, so we're going to get the inside scoop also coming up a little later on. One of our regular contributors, Don Jones, is going to, Johnny Carson used to say the line, hark back the years. He's going to go back in time. We're going to talk about the evolution of auto audio. When you stop and think about it, we've gone, of course, you know, from regular AM/FM radio to 8-tracks to cassettes to CDs to digital players. We're going to talk what's on the horizon and much, much more. Telephone wise, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question about CES, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Joining us right now is Rachel Horn, who's the Senior Manager of Strategic Communications for the Consumer Technology Association, producers of the Consumer Electronics Show. Hi, Rachel. It's great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here.
This is so much fun. Every year I look forward to coming here to Las Vegas. I've been very lucky over my broadcasting career for more than 20 years. This show has been on the air, and for 10 years I was also the host of Motor Trend and many other shows. So I'm a regular around here, and I've seen the show really explode, especially in the automotive realm. I mean, who would believe? I mean, if you said to me 10 years ago that a lot of the keynote speakers would be the car company CEOs, I would say you're totally crazy. But that's what happened here in the last few days. Tell our listeners about the participation of the automakers and some of those great keynote speeches.
That's right. This is the show where we feel like Detroit has really come to Las Vegas this week. We have 9 top automakers exhibiting here at CES this week. We had keynote addresses from GM and from Volkswagen. GM and Volkswagen both debuted new electric vehicles. These are long-range electric vehicles. They have smart sensors and smart embedded technology built in, so this is what consumers are telling them that they want. They want sustainable cars. They want cars that are easy to drive, cars that are easy to navigate with all of the features of, you know, traditional cars. So we're seeing a lot of that. We're also seeing, we had a great press announcement from Faraday Future. Here, they came on our press night on Monday night. They're here to take on Tesla. And they debuted a concept car. They can go 200 miles on a single charge.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
It really is. The technology that's here is just astounding. And again, a world debut of the Chevrolet Bolt, not the Volt. They'll continue to make the Volt, but this Bolt is a groundbreaking vehicle price-wise, because I understand after federal tax credits, these are going to be available for around $30,000 with a 200-mile range.
Right.
So, I mean, that's quite an achievement, and it's really interesting that GM chose CES as the place to take the wraps off.
That's right. I would love to know what you saw in automotive 20 years ago on the show floor, because we have 115 auto tech companies exhibiting here this year.
Yep.
We have cars inside. We have cars outside. We have BMW giving these cool test drives all around Las Vegas outside. It's just a really dynamic and growing part of the show floor, and we're seeing the boundaries really break down between the silos of consumer technology. So it's no longer the auto show and the technology show. It's all connected. At CES Asia in May, Audi exhibited and keynoted, and one of their executives said that the car is the largest mobile device, and that is really,
wow.
I think that that's really true. It stuck with me.
It really is. I mean, the mobile phones, the smartphones have become such a part of so many people's lives. It only makes sense. Sometimes when you poll, especially millennials, and they ask, you know, what's the number one thing that you want in your vehicle? Older generations like myself would say, you know, I want a really cool looking car, or I want horsepower, or I want handling. But millennials will say, I want it to have really good connectivity with my digital devices. And the automakers have struggled with this because to build a vehicle, design a vehicle, bring it to market is a long process, but they have had to learn tricks from the consumer electronics world to be able to keep up with the kind of change that happens, because like Samsung or Apple, they can have two new phones debut in a single year.
Right. Well, the great thing is the car makers are figuring out that we're all walking around with these mobile connected devices in our pockets. There's no need to build that technology necessarily into the car. Let us bring in our own devices and connect seamlessly through Bluetooth, through 4G, LTE. And we're keeping our cars longer than we, you know, we have a stat, I can't remember if it's 8 or 9 years that we hold onto our cars. So to be able to continuously update that technology and add on these amazing features like cameras, like heads-up displays. There was this great exhibit in Eureka Park that I saw yesterday. It's this little device that you put, stick it onto your dashboard,
yeah.
And you lay your phone flat on it, and it projects the display up so that it's like a virtual heads-up. You know, it's
wow.
And you know, that's
so cool.
Under $100. You know, it's not a big investment.
Yeah.
But it can really, it makes it much safer to drive. There's your GPS displayed on your windshield for you.
That's fantastic. You know, this is the golden age of vehicles. I've said it many, many times, but they're very pricey. You've got to either have great credit or a great job or a lot of money in the bank in order to purchase some of these vehicles. They're big investments, and for every new vehicle sold, I mean, we're going to sell supposedly, after the numbers are calculated, about 17 million vehicles here in North America or here in the U.S. For 2017. But for every new one sold, 3 pre-owned ones are sold. And so for a driver and owner of an older vehicle, let's say a 2010 vehicle, to be able to bring some of that really cool cutting-edge technology, like you were saying, the heads-up display, bring in maybe Bluetooth connectivity and all the cool things that we see in the new models. I mean, talk about a win-win for everybody.
Yes, and you know, 90% of car accidents are caused by human error.
Yeah.
And all of these technologies are making cars so much safer to drive. So there's parking assist, there's lane drift assist, collision avoidance. Many of these features can be added. Some of these features can be added on aftermarket. So, yes, we are some years off from fully driverless cars, but we're seeing that technology make its way onto roads in, you know, piece by piece already.
No question about it. And the other thing that we never would have dreamt of years ago is the sharing of information. You know, Mark Fields, president, CEO of Ford, made the announcement that they're going to give out internal documents, engineering specs on like their Sync 4 system, and open it up to app developers in the world. And again, years ago, this would never ever happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, in many ways, that's why a show like CES is so special, because we have people from across the industry, from across the consumer technology industry here.
Sure.
So the automakers and the app developers are here. There's 150,000, more than 150,000 people here. They're doing business, and they're seeing what the trends are out there, and they're seeing where, you know, how they can work together.
That's great. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Rachel Horn from the Consumer Technology Association. As we're live from CES, we'll find out about some of the trends here and talk a little bit more about the size and scope of this show. You're listening to Auto World live all across North America and around the world via GCNlive.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live from the Consumer Electronics Show. I am chatting both on air and off air with Rachel Horn, a Senior Manager of Strategic Communications for Consumers Technology Association. I have to get used to saying that. So used to saying CEA. They put on the show, this amazing happening here in Las Vegas once a year. But Rachel, let's tell our folks listening around North America and around the world to a little bit more about the size and scope. As you mentioned, there are about 160,000 people here, and they're from all over the world. And just the size, I mean, just give folks an idea of the size of all the displays. And it's not just here at the convention center, but all throughout Las Vegas.
So we cover 2.4 million net square feet of exhibit space.
Wow.
Which is a number that doesn't really even mean anything when you say it out loud. It's 50 football fields. I mean, it's incredible.
Wow.
And, yeah, we are here. We're sitting here in the Las Vegas Convention Center, but we also have a lot of exhibit space at the Sands Convention Center. And in Aria, we have the show has gotten so big that we've broken it into three sections, Tech West, Tech East, and Tech South. We have we're here where all the car business and news is, and all the car makers are. But we also have a platform for marketers, the content community, how to monetize content, and that's our C space. That's over at Aria. And then in the Sands, we have that's where our health and wellness is, our smart home technology, Eureka Park, which is our area for startups. So show is huge. We have last year we had 176,000 attendees, and we're expecting a number somewhere between 150 and 175 this year, too. We actually capped attendance because we want to make sure there's only so many beds in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And there's only so many taxis and Uber rides.
It's so true.
We want to make sure that everybody who's here, since it's a business show, has a quality show experience. So we capped attendance. We'll see we'll see where that ends up. We do an audit every year because we take it pretty seriously.
Of course.
So we'll find out in the spring exactly how many people are here. But the show floor has been packed. We have attendees from 150 countries.
Wow.
So, I mean, the 2014 Winter Olympics had fewer countries represented.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I love the Eureka Park exhibit, the startups. I think that's such a cool thing. You've been doing it for the last several years, and the feedback I get from that is just tremendous.
Yeah, we started that in 2012. We've always had a mission and a mandate here that anyone with an idea can bring it to market, can show that idea to press, to investors, to potential partners. And we don't want anyone to feel limited by the cost of participation or the scope of participation. So we do have these huge, incredible dynamic displays all over the show floor. But we also have this area called Eureka Park where startups can go. And it's just, so we have 500 startups there this year. That's up from, I think, 375 last year. So it continues to grow. Since 2012 when we started Eureka Park, those startups have been funded at $1
billion. Wow.
So it is a place
tremendous.
For, it is really a place to see the latest and greatest, newest, small ideas as they come to market. You know, it's really cool. And a lot of investors check it out for sure.
That's great. When I first broadcast from this area here near the North Hall, this was called the Car Stereo area.
Yeah.
We've come a long way from that. I mean, just the evolution of audio, how it's changed over the year, the way, the method of delivery. And speaking of that, I mean, cloud computing is very interesting. And in on the automotive side, Mark Fields announced that no safety updates, but other updates will be streamed from the cloud down into your vehicle as you're driving along. And I think that's remarkable.
Absolutely. Everything is connected all the time. And it's really a central theme that we're seeing throughout the show.
Yeah.
Sensors are becoming so cheap and so ubiquitous, and everything is being embedded with sensors, so there's so much data being collected. There's so, you know, that we can communicate up to the cloud, that we can communicate back down from the cloud and download. So the real next area for, you know, exciting opportunity is figuring out how to really take advantage of all of that data and make sense of it and make useful decisions from it, and intuitive decisions. So at the IBM keynote, they talked quite a bit about this, you know, cognitive computing. How are we going to really figure out how to use all this data that we're capturing?
That is so true. In addition to all things automotive, most car guys and girls, you know, love electronics. What are some of the hot trends that you're seeing, both on the automotive side as well as general consumer side? What are some of the ultimate hot products here at the show? What's the biggest TV? What's some of the coolest things that you've seen personally?
Absolutely. I would say, you know, drones are a remarkable growth category here, and the technology is getting better and better every year. We are now seeing, for many years, the first generation of drones that we saw here were drones that you really manipulated and through your smartphone or your mobile device. So you would fly them, you would pilot them, and now we're seeing a generation of drones that follow you. So Lily is a great example. It's a company that has this drone. You literally throw it up into the air, and then it tracks you. So if you want to go whitewater rafting or snowboarding and you want to capture this full amazing image of your, you know, it will follow you down the mountain. You don't have to think about it, and then you can watch on the other end. We're seeing drones that give you 360 camera displays. We're seeing drones that record in 4K. There was a drone at our that I saw this week that pairs with virtual reality, so you can, it's as if you're piloting that drone. You put on your virtual reality headset, you fly the drone, and it feels like you're up there.
Amazing.
Drones are a cool toy, and not toy. Drones are a really cool innovation, but they also have these incredible, like, life-changing applications, too. So you can get deliveries to hard-to-reach places. They can assist in emergency situations, and after earthquakes, they can deliver supplies and medical, you know, equipment to places that cars can't travel anymore. They can check the undersides of bridges and roads to ensure safety. That saves people from having to actually go down there themselves and risk their lives hanging and dangling underneath these bridges. So drones have, and the content industry loves drones. I mean, it's this reasonably affordable way, easy access point to capture these beautiful sweeping images
shots
for video production. Wedding photographers are using drones to, you know, so it's drones are really fun to watch. 3D printing is another area of the show floor that continues to evolve. So we're seeing, you know, 3D printers started printing in plastics, but now you can print in a host of different materials. I was looking yesterday at the 3D Systems booth. They have this. They started here. I think she's the Ping Fu, who's the founder of 3D Systems, or the chief, one of their top executives. You know, they started here about 4 years ago in a small booth. They now have this incredible display of all the things that they're printing. They're printing clothing. They're printing jewelry. They're printing, you can print in ceramic. You can print in wood. You can print in all these different, so, you know, if you want something, it used to be that if you wanted to buy something or you needed something, you could either go to the store and buy it, or you could go online and order it and have it mailed to you. Now you can print things at home. You can, you can make things of yourself. It's incredible.
Absolutely incredible. Well, Rachel, you did an absolutely incredible job. I understand this is your first live radio interview.
You're telling my secret.
You get an A plus, and we look forward to having you back with us down the road.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of the coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show 2016 will continue right here on Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the
Thank
story
you so much for joining me. I am live from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, along with 160,000 or so friends, and we are bringing you extensive coverage here of this mammoth event that has really morphed into a car show. I mean, there were world debuts here. Chevrolet debuted their production version of their all-electric affordable vehicle called the Bolt. Volkswagen showed off a concept car called, it actually looks like an old mini microbus from VW. It's called the Bud E. And there are about 12 different automakers on display, and it is remarkable. When I first started coming to the Consumer Electronics Show, you know, they used to put me in the section, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, to our guest, Rachel, in the first half hour of the program. It used to be called Car Stereo. And it was all about upgrading your head unit in your vehicle, or getting new speakers, or, you know, when subwoofers came in, that was a big deal. But this is the show that, you know, all the major consumer technology is first shown. This is the place that the video cassette recorder was unveiled to the world back in 1970. This is the place that the cassette made its debut. The CD, the DVD, the smartphone, satellite technology, satellite radio technology. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Just a tremendous amount of product has and continues to be unveiled here at the Consumer Electronics Show. Right now, we're going to go back in time, talk a little bit about the history of car audio. And this should be a fun segment with our great friend. He is the CEO of theoldcarguys.com and a regular contributor here on the broadcast. Joining us live from St. Louis, it's Don Jones. Don, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing real well. You know, still in the old bar business, but that should be ending shortly. The place is up for sale. And the buyers are circling the building and getting ready to write their checks, I think. Hopefully I'll be able to make my escape to Southern Florida here in a few weeks.
Oh, that sounds great. And I'm determined, we've already made the decision that we're going to be partners in the broadcasting realm. So I'm really excited about that. We'll tell listeners more about that when we are allowed to. But let's talk a little bit about audio in cars and going back in history. I mean, when cars first debuted, and when the Model A and Model T were on the road, there was no such thing as a radio in your car. I mean, the first AM radio in a vehicle was a big deal, to say the least.
Yeah, it was. Basically, it was a modification of a home radio, including all the big tubes. It ran on a lower voltage, but nevertheless, it was just a big car radio. And you know, there's some argument on which car had the first radio. I got kind of sharp shot by Mike Wallace a couple weeks ago on what car was the first one to come out with a radio, and his answer was the Springfield, which was, you know, first started up in Springfield, Massachusetts, and later moved over to I think Chicago, Illinois. Generally speaking, it was the Chevrolet, I believe, and that was in the early 1920s.
I would definitely go with you on that one. We'll do a little research to confirm it, but it's Chevrolet. That sounds right. And when we moved into the 1950s, I mean, and some of these AM radios, you know, when I talk and very fortunate enough to be friends with a lot of classic rock musicians who are into cars, you know, a lot of them say the reason why they became musicians was, you know, something that I did as a kid too, listening to those faraway stations. Like I grew up in Boston, I used to listen to the New York stations, WNBC, WABC, used to listen to KDKA in Pittsburgh, used to listen to, you know, some of these massive stations, WSM in Nashville, that would carry at night from state to state. Radio was such a staple of everybody's lives and continues to be very vibrant here for 2016. But it's one of the probably coolest ideas. It wasn't so great in execution, but back in the 1950s, some automakers decided, why don't we try putting a record player in the vehicle as an option? And there were a couple of car companies that actually had turntables built into the car. I've seen them at car shows, Don. Have you ever seen one of these turntable equipped classics?
I haven't seen it, a car with one built in, but I understand, I think it was the 1955 Dodge.
Yeah, Chrysler, definitely product.
Yeah, one of the Chrysler products had a built-in turntable. La Femme, I think it was called, a Dodge Lance, La Femme, which was built for the female audience. I believe that came with an optional player for records. I remember back in the mid-60s, we thought we were cool when we had a little portable 12-volt record player that we could play. And one of the problems with that is leaving the vinyl records inside the car in the summertime in Missouri or St. Louis area, and then coming out about 2 in the afternoon discovering that your flat records kind of turned into waffles. So that was one of the things that kind of doomed that technology at a very, very early point in its startup. So it was kind of cool, but it just was not very, very practical for the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just looked up here. The Chrysler's, it was a two-thirds RPM player fitted to some Chrysler models, and it was known as Highway Hi-Fi. Started in 1956, ran through 1958. And the records were special. They weren't 45s. They weren't 33s. They were produced under license by Columbia Special Products Division. And then Earl Madman Muntz introduced the four-track tape player in the early 60s, which later morphed into the eight-track player. Don, I remember in high school, a friend of mine had a 1971 440 Hemi Cuda, and it had an 8-track in it. And I know this is late 70s. I mean, he paid like $2,500 for the car or so. But I remember 8-tracks growing up. How about yourself? Did you ever own any vehicles with 8-tracks?
Oh, absolutely. This was a big thing in my later years in high school, the late 60s. To get the Pioneer 4+4 8-track player with the rather large for the time disc to put in it, and you know that was cooler. And obviously we had the evolution to smaller products. But you know one thing we kind of left out of this is the rise of the FM radio along with the AM.
Oh sure, absolutely.
And I think it was about 1952 when we first started seeing the FMs in, and I remember in the mid-60s buying a $29 little adapter to put in my car where I'd had to run it into the main car radio, but that would give me the FM capabilities. And at that particular time, I thought that FM was, you know, a lot cooler than AM. You see, the music sounds a lot better.
With stereo.
You're able to pick up that stereo effect.
Yeah. And so true, and folks, younger listeners would be surprised, but, I mean, it took FM a long time to really get a foothold in the radio marketplace. It wasn't until really the late 1970s that we saw FM stations surpass the AM stations in ratings. When we come back, we'll talk about the CD and the DVD and some of the other innovations in car stereo. And, let's see, my first car had an AM-FM stereo, a second car AM-FM cassette. We'll continue to talk after the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
It's the largest convention in North America going on right now. It's the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. We are here. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, Don Jones. We're talking about the evolution of car stereo from AM to AM FM to four-track tapes to eight-track tapes to cassettes. And then the next big invention was, I remember it debuted here in the early 80s, the compact disc, and the original home compact disc players were only $1,200, $1,500, but didn't make it into a car. The first automotive manufacturer to offer an OEM compact disc player was Ford in the 1987 Lincoln Town Car. And, of course, this became the standard for many, many years. Nowadays, of course, we've got Bluetooth audio streaming. People listen on their devices and Android devices. We've got these new interfaces that are hitting new cars that you can take your Android phone or your Apple phone. It's called Apple Play, Android Play, and it will change the interface of your radio system to look and act like your phone. It's a fascinating study, and Don, it's interesting to see all this technology evolve over the years. And one thing I noticed on the classic car side of the fence is lots of folks who are not into showing their car at a concours, don't care about having everything original, but it's not uncommon today for an owner of, let's say, a 1960s muscle car to swap out that original stereo and put in a modern-day stereo with navigation, perhaps, with Bluetooth streaming, with CD or satellite radio. This is a very common trend, pulling out the speakers from the 60s and putting in modern speakers and subwoofers and amplifiers. It's a trend you see out there quite often in the classic car world. Have you noticed that, Don?
Yeah, I have. You know, you have some people, particularly with the muscle car era, where you have younger people getting into these larger, more powerful automobiles, and they'll put a lot of money into the stereo system. The whole back of the car, the whole back of the van can be turned into a speaker system that when the doors are open will just about blow the windows out of the cars next to them. So incredible amount of emphasis that I have. One of the other things, and you know, our specialty is basically old stuff. If somebody calls me up on a question about any of that new technology, we have links to it on our website. But I'm more likely to be able to give people information on a new radio that looks like an old radio.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping in mind, you know, this evolution thing is that the first radios had the tubes in them that took a while to warm up.
Sure.
By 1963, we started seeing the transistors in radios that would allow them to give you music almost instantly. It made them more compact. But they were still kind of cool looking, and each of the automobiles had a distinct radio. And as time went on, people would try to take the newer radios and put them in the older cars or an under-the-dash kind of setup. But now you can buy like a 1957 appearing radio and an AM, FM, and a cassette player. You really can't tell it from, 3 feet away until you start, you know, pushing on these little magic doors and things to allow them to take these discs in them.
So, yep.
You know, just a lot of neat stuff out there for whatever your ideas are as far as the music or sound or sound system. So it's a lot of products for us out there now.
Absolutely. You know, it's just like what we're seeing in the classic car marketplace, too, with some folks that, you know, taking that, again, let's say 60s muscle car and upgrading with a modern day crate engine, perhaps putting in a modern day 5-6 speed automatic transmission or a 6-speed manual. And my friend John Hotchkiss Performance, I mean, he takes a lot of the classic muscle cars and totally revitalizes their suspension technology. So it's kind of what they call resto-modding, modifying the originals to still look like the classic from the 60s, but handles a whole lot more like a car from 2015 or 2016. So I think that's great, and I'm glad that there are companies out there doing that.
Yeah, so am I. I think, there's some people that are very, very pure on what they want or what they think a car should be. But there's room for everybody in this market. You know, it's just, it's like I like to say, that there's room for everybody in God's green earth, and there most certainly is. And there are products out there, and it's been my job, and I know you're pretty well involved in this too, is to let people know about all those wonderful products that are out there and where they can find them, because you got a lot of little startup companies and little backwoods folks that are just coming up and emerging with technologies, and it's just nice to be able to find these guys and bring them to the public.
So true. For those folks who haven't visited theoldcarguys.com, Don has done a spectacular job. His client salvage yards have over 22,000 vehicles, millions of parts, and hundreds of restorable, easy enough for me to say, vehicles for sale. And Don can help you out if you're looking to buy a classic car, sell a classic car, if you're looking for parts, if you're looking for specialized vehicles. Don even dives into the realm of military vehicles and fire trucks, police vehicles. I noticed one up for sale on the Old Car Guys right now. It's a 1963 Studebaker Lark police car.
Right. That used to be, it belonged to the sheriff's department. I think the county was Ott, Nebraska, and that was supposed to be the fastest car in the county in its day. With a little, I guess, a 289 four-barrel engine with three-speed overdrive, and Once you got out on those straight Nebraska roads, that thing would just get up to 120 in a heartbeat.
I think it was called
the Marshall, and the versions were called the Marshall at that time.
And here's another interesting vehicle. I mean, there are folks out there that collect military vehicles, and you, of course, have a long history of military service. And as folks say quite commonly today, you know, thank you, Don, for your service to this nation and all the great things that you've done. That's been a great portion of your life, but it's a very cool thing that you've got here on the oldcarguys.com, the fact that folks can actually collect military vehicles. And here's a very unusual one. It's called a T-16 Universal Weapons Carrier. Tell us a little bit about this very unique-looking vehicle.
Right, and there should be one of these in everybody's garage. You never can tell when you're going to have to go to war with your neighbors, particularly here in St. Louis, where that's probably, you know, what we do on weekends. It was created by the Ford Motor Company, and there were well over 160,000 of these things built. In the UK, they were known as a Brent gun carrier. There was a slightly different version of the hull on this thing, where it allowed for a gunner to be able to fire out in a forward position. And I refer to it as a tank, but it's actually called a tankette. It's small. It had a little, a little 239 flathead V8 engine in it. The one I have, I think it has a Pinto engine in it with an automatic transmission. But the top was open so it could carry a mortar or a larger weapon that could be fired over the top of the vehicle, over the top of the armor on the sides of this vehicle. And it's kind of cool. I think they have it up for $25,000, which is not very much when you're getting into the tank field. And this is museum quality. In fact, it's in a museum in Danville, Virginia, along with that and a couple other old World War II type vehicles they have for sale. The neat thing about this museum is that it's the largest privately owned armor collection in the world. The fellow that owns this museum has over 120 pieces of armor or artillery. So, he has his old armor division, basically.
That's a great story. Time flies every time you're with us, Don. Make sure and give out your telephone number. If you're in the market, need some help with a classic car question, need some parts, dial up Don. What's that hot number, Don?
314-306-7507. Call me up if you got something for sale. I'm running out of inventory.
That sounds great.
Going back to my Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.